Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I want to congratulate you for being exactly where you are as you get ready to meditate and give yourself more peace, energy, and clarity. In today's meditation, you're going to be guided in a meditation where you're walking, and this completes Episode 7 of our 7-part meditation series on non-judgment. And I am Mary Meckley. I'm a meditation teacher. And every day I share a different meditation technique on the podcast. Each technique is customized around our weekly theme. And this is episode 673. Well, as we go into today's meditation, I want to congratulate you if you've been with me throughout this entire meditation series. This series has been a little more intense than some of my other series that I offer because non-judgment's a pretty heavy type of topic, and I really am proud of those of you who have pursued this. And if you would like to join our private Facebook group, which is absolutely free and goes along with these daily meditations that you listen to each day, you can head over to sipandom.com Facebook page, and there you can send me a message saying, hey, please add me to your podcast, and I will gladly do so. You can also go to sipandom.com, that's my website, and you will see the non-judgment meditation series in the podcast area. And there are all the meditation techniques throughout this entire series with all the meditations. And you can also join the free private Facebook group there. And I mention that because in the private Facebook group, there was a listener who mentioned that this was a particularly challenging meditation series for her, and try as she might, it was pretty tough for her to not judge. In fact, she said that this week she judged people more than she normally does. And I want you to know that any series that I offer is not so much about transforming yourself in 1 week. That would be pretty amazing. Now some people can do that. But usually, these different series are ways for you to just bring more awareness or mindfulness about how you're living your life and the thoughts you think and the things you do and how you sleep, how you take care of yourself, having more confidence, calming down, all those things that help to make our life a little bit more enjoyable, and that, of course, give us more peace, energy, and clarity. That's my slogan that I've used on my website from the beginning. And I want to remind you, if you are feeling like this listener who felt like this happened to be a week where she felt incredibly judgmental, and it was really difficult for her to feel like she accomplished anything this week. But I want to share with you, with this listener, that in fact, you have accomplished a great deal because you have this awareness of what you're doing. A lot of times we don't notice that we're judging or whatever it is we're working on. We think that we've worked through that, and I don't think we ever completely work through all these different areas in our life. I think they're an ongoing process. And our life has different seasons where we're stronger in some areas than others. And then certain things become easier that were more difficult. And then things that were pretty easy for us become more difficult. I think that's just how life evolves as we journey along. And especially if you meditate, then you know that this is truly all about being authentic with yourself. And so I really admired this listener that she was so authentic and honest to tell us that this was a challenging week for her, and she really wasn't able to shift her thoughts away from not judging. And that's perfect, because what she did is she honored herself. She knew she was having a really difficult time working her way through not judging. And it was tough. And she wasn't able to really shift her thoughts. And that is fine. It's all about the awareness. Because when you become aware, then you can do something about it. If you don't care, or you just don't have the awareness, then you can't really improve yourself in that area. So my hat is off to you if you had trouble with this week's meditation series. And I want to let you know that, tomorrow, yes, I'm recording this for a Saturday, because every Saturday I share a walking meditation. But I will tell you that normally I record these meditations the evening before I release them. And that's because I'm on U.S. East Coast time, where I live in Florida. And I know there are many listeners in Oceania and India, Southeast Asia, and Europe, of course. But I really want the listeners to be able to receive the meditations on time, on the day that they're listening to them. I don't want them to be a day late. So I always release the meditation, if you're in the U.S. or in the hemisphere where I live, then you're getting them a little bit early, half a day early. Well, I am recording this Saturday meditation for you on a Thursday evening, because I have a cold and I feel like I'm going to lose my voice. And I'm a little worried that I won't be able to record Saturday's meditation for you tomorrow. So I'm just kind of planning in advance. I haven't missed a full day's meditation yet in almost 2 years. So I want to keep on my roll. I want to make sure that I get this out to you in time. So I'm recording this on a Thursday evening, and I am doing this as I share meditations this way because I want you to meditate with me. I want it to be as though you're sitting right next to me in the moment, sharing meditation together. And it's always exciting to me when I upload a meditation, and as soon as I upload it, I'll notice there'll be several listeners already listening to it. And I think, wow, I just finished recording that less than 5 minutes ago, and already people all across the world are listening to it. It's pretty exciting for me. It makes me really happy. And so I want you to get ready for today's walking meditation. Now, you don't have to walk to do this meditation, because I know sometimes you just can't get out there and walk. But if you can sit down and open a window where you are, let the outdoors in. This will be the best for you, because it's going to connect you with what's going on in your outside environment. And this influences your life tremendously, whether you think that you are removed, or you like to add layers between yourself and the environment. Well, you know, we are an integral part of the world around us. So it's great to open a window and just let the elements into your meditation ritual as often as you can. Now, we start the walking meditation in the same way we start a seated meditation. So whether you're seated or walking, we always sit still or stand still. You know, the most difficult pose in yoga is you standing on your own 2 feet before you move or stretch into a pose. The poses are easier than standing on your own 2 feet because you're engaged, you're doing something, you're a little distracted as you're focusing on moving into a certain pose. But when you are standing still, you have yourself to contend with. Your focus is on yourself. So let's relax different areas of your body. Bring that awareness into your body and notice how you stand on your feet. Just for a moment, if you're walking, just stop and close your eyes. If you're seated, you can visualize yourself getting ready to go on a walk in your favorite location. So stand still, feel your feet connect to the earth beneath you. Really feel your weight on the ground. Your weight on the earth, feel gravity as it holds you. Inhale, nice and long and slow. Inhale through your nose, a refreshing breath. And exhale through your nose, releasing any tension. Now bring to mind the intention for this meditation, which is awareness about judgment. Whether you judge yourself, mercilessly maybe, or whether you judge others because you don't understand them and they might be different from you or they irritate you or whatever it might be. Bring to mind where you are harboring the most judgment these days in your life and just notice what comes to mind. Don't judge yourself for this. Just notice what comes into your mind. Maybe you're even judging the weather, or you're judging the news, or the person who you just walked past. Maybe you're judging yourself for what you ate today, or for not finishing something. Just notice what comes to mind. Just notice. That's all you have to do, that awareness. Don't do anything with it, just notice. Now with your eyes closed gently, keep your thoughts and your eyes elevated. So not forcing your eyes to be uplifted, just naturally feeling them uplift. This will keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat. You talk all day. Soften your throat. Feels good to relax it. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften and hang out. And with each inhale, feel your abdomen expand just slightly as you oxygenate your entire body. Ooh, that feels fantastic. Just to feel the air enter your whole system. And as you exhale, release pent-up energy and tension. Just let it go. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knee joints. Relax your calves and your feet. That's fantastic. How do you feel? Now, if you're walking, take your first step. If you're seated, imagine yourself walking in your favorite location. Notice your gait. How is your body pressing into the earth with each step? Feel your heels strike the ground. Maybe you're barefooted like I am, or maybe you're in flip-flops or shoes. Feel yourself move through space. Isn't it amazing how you're moving through space and how the trees, the houses, so many things around you that are alive, such as nature, are not moving. They're growing, they're moving in their own way, but they're stationary, and you are moving. Notice the colors, how vibrant they are. Or maybe it's evening, as it is where I am, and the colors are quiet and more muted. Notice the sounds. What's alive around you? What's really engaging, making noise around you? And if it's something a little irritating, such as a loud muffler as a car roars by, just notice it. And you could even notice that you may have judged that. You may have thought, oh, I wish, you know, they'd put a better muffler on that car, or you could have just had a judgment trickle through your thoughts. Maybe if you're walking in beautiful nature, you're thinking, I wish it would warm up, or I wish it would cool down, depending on the hemisphere where you live. See if you can just accept the day or the evening, the season, the time, the people you pass, the buildings you pass, the animals, whatever it is where you are. See what it feels like just to notice, not to really engage yourself, just to notice their influence on you. How about the air? How about you? Where are you holding your tension or judgment? Where in your body do you feel it kind of settling in? I have a mosquito buzzing around me right now, and I am judging this mosquito who is relentless and won't seem to leave me alone. So as I notice it, I'm going to layer the why technique. Why is this little mosquito bothering me so much? Well, of course, a mosquito can bite you, but lots of things can bite you when you're outside. What about this mosquito? And then I think, well, you know, they do carry lots of viruses, so it's pretty justified to be judgmental of this mosquito here. But when I layer the why and I ask why about that, it really boils down to, I feel like this little mosquito is interrupting my nice, calm, lovely meditation that I had planned on recording for you. And I hadn't included having a mosquito involved in the meditation. And so when I think, well, what is it that makes me feel this way? And I ask why, and I layer it, I'm thinking that it was a hectic week and I was really wanting to just relax and meditate out here in the evening. So, how are you applying your own why technique? How are you layering it to the judgments that pass through your mind, even though they seem a little insignificant? There's always a reason why something can really bother you or bring you down. This mosquito has driven me inside the house, and So if you can think about the judgments you're having as they pass through your thoughts right now as you do this walking meditation, consider your week. It could be something that's bothering you now, that you're judging harshly now, or something that's been coming up all week long. Apply the why technique that I discussed in the previous episodes in this series, where you question why, and then you come up with an answer, and then you ask another question, why? You go deeper and deeper, and you'll reveal something about yourself that maybe you're not facing or that you're not acknowledging. So I acknowledge that I shouldn't have to rely on anything for my peace, my contentment, and if anything interrupts it or anyone interrupts it, including this little mosquito that has driven me inside to finish this meditation, I can think, wow, I got to spend part of this meditation outside, and now I can relax and spend it inside, and I can find a way to make it just as beautiful inside as I was hoping to complete it outside. So I enjoyed sharing an example from my own life right now as I record this meditation for you of how to apply the why process. And as you continue your walking meditation, taking in your surroundings, where you're in a place where you are likely to be interrupted when you place yourself outside, notice your reactions and see a deeper meaning by even something seemingly insignificant. As always, I so enjoyed sharing this meditation with you. And remember, you are so worth slowing down for.